Okay.
We were talking about the Gemara in Daf Beis on the base. To Daf Gimel, let's remind ourselves: Vayilu Yalamav Sheyerdu, which the simple shot is like Tosa says, talking about Shachto Bedaro, Nishkudu Bedaro. Rabbi Malu Yerdu, Yosef Malu Yalu Yerdu. I believe it. Rabbi Yehuda Loti Vayilu Tukuli Amalu Pleidim Alu Yerdu. He Pleidim Yalu Rav Shimon, Rabbi Yosef Rav Shimon. Rabbi Malu Chad Kamlo Kamer Rav Shimon Elu Benitin Lamato Shenit Natan Lamala O Benitin Lamala Shenatan Lamato La Olam Deshachton Kibudam Bitzafon. Aval Hacha came to Shach Ludar, Kaman, Dechan, Kinun Dami. So that's the base of Machlokes. We already mentioned this last time. Now Rav Yosef says, come on. Rav Shimon says, all the Psulim all the year do. And Rabba says that no, Shchitas Darom is worse. Why does Rabba say, and this is sort of what we left off with, I just wanted to make sure it was clear. Why does Rabba say Shchitas Darom is worse than the things that Rav Shimon is talking about? So, this might depend on exactly what he means by Nitlan Lamalash and Nasna Lamata Vichuli, which in our Tosos, the Machlokas between the Re and the Rabbeinu Peretz, although the Re gets into a little bit of trouble. If, what does Rabba say? Yeah, we don't like Rabba anyway. Rabba's saying that Nitnin Lamata Vichuli, that's Mo Yerdu. But Shachat the Darom is worse and Yerdu. Why? So what does it mean by Nitnin Lamata? Right? So this is the question of Tosos. The question is why do they use an example that Rabbi Yehuda agrees? Gemara is pretty explicit in Tzvachin that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Nitin Lamala Shnut Lamata Nitin Lamata Shnut Lamala Im Alu Lo Yerdu. It's not one of his three exceptions. So why do they choose that to illustrate the Shita of Rav Shimon?
So number one, the Re says it really refers to Malika's oath.
It doesn't mean where you throw the blood, Lamal or Lamata, in a behemoth. It means where you do the Malika. Right? And refers to Malika's oath. And Rabbi Yehuda would say, Yerdu. Right? This is not referring to what most people interpret, the standard case we call you put on top, on bottom, bottom, on top, which is you throw the dam of Achatas Behema on the bottom, or you throw the dam of other Karbonas Behema on the top. No, there's referring to you, Molek, I don't know what the English word for that is, your Molek, specifically your Molek, the Olas Oaf on the bottom, which is totally possible, and that's a much worse soul, because you were never even God shefted in the right place in the first place. And there, that's Machlok Yehuda and Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon would Taka say it's okay, and Yehuda say it's not okay. That's why it's a good choice in our Gemara. And then, why is this worse? Shchita, the Darm is worse because it's not just the wrong Makom. It's like Shchutei Chutz. So that's one way of reading. Rabbi Shita is based on the lungs that we mentioned yesterday, that it's like Shchutei Chutz. It's worse than Nitin L'malo and Nitin L'mata. It's worse than Malika in the wrong place. Because Malika in the wrong place is just the wrong top or bottom of the Mizbeach. Either way, it's not like Chutz. Darum is like Chutz based on the lumdus that we explained. This would be my favorite way to read this Gemara, except for the fact that, as Tosus points out, and I know Ellie will make it worse, and I can't help him, this seems to be against the Gemara Daf Gimel and Aleph, and I'm not sure how to defend the Re, so Tzarech Iyun from Daf Gimel and Aleph, what do they assume in Daf Gimel and Aleph? Which assumes that Shchitas Kadshim Bidorum is equal to Malikas
olas ha'of lemata.
So that seems to, if Rabba's whole shita is that this is worse, then how come the Gemara in Daf Gimel and Aleph says the same and makes it to Yovta? If his whole sheet is that he already told you that no, shefting achatas bedarim is much worse than being molik to oaf in the wrong place. How come Daf Gimel and Aleph, they're allowed to assume that it's the same? After all, they're just ignoring what he said. That's a tzarif iyun, which I'm sure there's a way to answer, but Tosus couldn't figure out the way to defend the Ri, and I can't either. A second way to read this Gemara, and this is Rabbeinu Peretz, is that, no, it refers to Zrikas Dam of Behema. Right, you put the Dam in the wrong, the top or bottom of the Mizbeach, in the wrong part of the Mizbeach, and it's not a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon.
If it's not a Machlokas Yehuda Reb Shimon, why do they pick it to illustrate the Sheet of Reb Shimon? They picked it to illustrate the Sheet of Reb Shimon because it is similar to Durham because it's about Makom. They wanted to pick something about Makom. They didn't want to say Rav Shimon's only Makel by Mishpach Dama or by Mishkat of Alayla or other things which he argues with Yehuda, because they wanted to show not just pick something which illustrates Rav Shimon's Shita, pick something which illustrates Rav Shimon's Shita in a way that's similar to what we're dealing with, so that he can properly differentiate. And they picked this example because it's about makom like nishchat bedarom,
right? They didn't want you to say, well, you know, maybe nishchat bedarom, maybe anything with the difference of makom is all the same. Maybe everything with the makom is different is all the same. They said, no, even though Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda and everyone is makel, if you throw it in the wrong makom,
but Nishka B'Darim is worse because the Shechita is in the wrong Makom. Not just the Zrika.
Right, if the Zrika is in the wrong Makom, then and also Loteiri, fine. But if the Shechita is in the wrong Makom, that's the worst. Why is it worse if the Shechita is in the wrong Makom? Because it never gets off the ground. The Zrika is in the wrong makom. At least it started properly. The Zrika is in the wrong makom.
And so it never got off the ground. So there's two ways of understanding Rabba Shita.
One way of understanding Rabba Shita, I like the Svara very much. He's saying Nishka B'Darim is even worse than other cases of shechting in the wrong place. Malika in the wrong place, Malika Shechita, same thing. Because this is like chutz. The only problem is it doesn't stem with the end of the Gemara, Daf Gimel and Aleph. This
shot, as Rabbeinu Peretz points out, works great in Daf Gimel and Aleph.
If Rabba's whole shita was that shita in the wrong place is the worst, then they have a valid proof later. Since later they prove that Malika in the wrong place is still also Lotei Reid, that proves that shita in the wrong place is not so bad. So that works great in Daf Dalet and Aleph, right? But I think the weakness of this shot is clear why the wrong makom in Shechita should be more chumer than any other psal, such as Lila. Okay, this is the two ways, Tosfos says two ways of reading what's going on in our Gemara. One is a way that he explained this far. Rav is trying to say, I know Rav Shimon's made kill at everything, even if you did Malika in the wrong place. But Shechita B'Darim is worse in the wrong place. That's like chutz. And that's why I'm Machmir. That doesn't work so well at the end of the Gemara. Second shot, which works well at the end of the Gemara, but the Svara, he never explained the Svara so well, is that I know Rav Shimon's Mekel if the Zrika's in the wrong place. But if the Shechita is in the wrong place, that's worse. In which case,
Malikas Olas Ha'of Lemata is also Teirei Lefi Rabba.
Right? Rabba's not only being Machmer and Shechita's Darum, according to the Rabbeinu Peretz of Pshat and Tosfos, he's being Machmer and all Shechita in the wrong place, whether it's Kachi Kachi Darum or whether it's Olas Ha'of Lemata. He's being, anytime the Shechita is in the wrong place, it doesn't get off the ground.
That's the Shita of Rabba. And then it's easily just proven in Daf Gimel. I'm not sure what the Svar is. I wish I knew. But that's all I can do. I pointed out briefly, Tosos in Zvachim Daf Pei Dalid has a slightly different shot. He takes the same basic approach, but he gives a different reason why they pick this example. He gives a different reason why they pick this example. Tosos in Zvachim Pei Dalid Beis says he picked this example to tell us that Nitlin Mamala Vekuli is only referring to Zrika Stam Behema, not Malika's Oath.
That maybe the reason they picked, Rabbi picked this example to study is because the Gemara actually knew that you could say like Reuven and Peretz or the Re. They knew there were two ways of reading when Reb Shimon's Mekel and Nisden Lamata, Shnatan Lamata, the Nisden Lamata, Shnatan Lamala. And what Rabbi's trying to say here is, I know this line is ambiguous, you're not sure if it refers to Malika or Zrika, so what I'm trying to tell you here is that this line, that Reb Shimon's Mekel, only refers to Zrika, but he would not be Mekel by Malika. Okay, but there are two basic ways of reading our sugya. One that ties into the lumbus you mentioned, Shutei Chutz, although I'm still waiting for someone to come save the Gemara Daf Gimel and Aleph and rescue the Re. Okay, if I'm in the same boat as the Re, then it's not the worst thing in the world. You know, ultimately, if I go to Shemayim in the end, and Hashem says, why do you mention this first shot in the Gemara? Come on, it's against the Gemara Daf Gimel and Aleph. Say, if the Re can mention it, then Mistama, there is some way to defend it, even though I'm not smart enough to think of it yet. Okay, maybe you guys are. But I looked around in the Echron and I didn't see anyone trying to defend the Re. And the second way is Rabbeinu Peretz, and there's just a slight variation. The question is just why they picked this example. So Rabbeinu Peretz says they picked this example because it's about Makom, and they want to compare it to something about Makom. Tosfos in Zvachim, it's a little more sophisticated. They picked this example because they knew, Rabbah knew the Machlokas Re and Rabbeinu Peretz, and Rabbah's trying to tell you that he interprets this Mishnah like Rabbeinu Peretz, and not like the Re. That's why it was important for him to bring this in. In any case, the Gemara in the end gives a Tiyuvda to Rabbah, and we end up passing like Rav Yosef. Let's just read through to the end of the Gemara, and then we'll get to the Rambam. The Gemara says, "Stan kachi kachbushach the medarim mo'alavahem." Right, our Mishnah says there's me'ila. Bishlam of Yosef Nicha. For Rav Yosef made sense. Remember, the sheep and breath at the beginning of Masechet. If it's a ma'olu lo yeretu, there's me'ila. So Rav Yosef makes sense. El Rav Akasha. How could there be me'ila if it's totally possible to gamrei that even if you put it on the zayf, you take it down, it's not kaddish at all? How could there be me'ila? So he asked me nidchak to say my molam and rabbanon. Our mission means me'ila drabbanon against the whole shak of atari and bezim and aleph. Our mission means me'ila drabbanon. Ma'ik me derais drabbanon. Derais b'sham chomesh drabbanon. Lo, that's the argmar seems pretty clear. Me'ila derais you pay keren b'chomesh. Me'ila drabbanon you pay keren. Otherwise you wouldn't call it me'ila. Otherwise you call it lo nen and lo molam. Right? You pay keren. It's me'ila, but you don't pay chomesh. And obviously you don't pay an asham. Who me'ik me'ila drabbanon? They're really me'ila drabbanon. And just here to briefly remind us, there's a nice Tosfos Menachos and Beis and Aleph. Our Gemara says they're really Me'ila Drabbanan. Tosfos asks, what do you mean they're really Me'ila Drabbanan? It's mefurish that Afer, Para, and Dam, there's Me'ila Drabbanan. So says, no, the question means, is there really Me'ila Drabbanan in things people would probably not use anyway? Tosfos Menachos is a different answer. Says, is there really Me'ila Drabbanan in things that are totally possible? Right, because all the other examples, Dam and Afer, Parajim, are not possible. They just technically don't have Me'ila. So either the question is there really Me'ila Drabbanan things that are totally possible? Or if they're totally possible, why are there Drabbanan bills or anything? Or the question is there really Me'ila Drabbanan in things people are unlikely to want to use anyway? Like, why do they bother if he goes there? The answer is no. They were so machmir, and just to protect Kachim, just to make sure you're not molin real Kachim, that there were gozer Me'ila Drabbanan, even on Psulim. And even on things which you wouldn't use anyway, and that's in the Amar Ula, Rav Yochanan Kachmei Shuyotim, the Me'ila Dvar Torah, Amu Dvar Yisrael, Lo Es Lahon, V'Drabanan Es Lahon.
Just go back for a second in terms of the Ikib and Ahel. If you assume that there's a equation between the Ila and Lo Yerdu, why isn't the Rabbi brought the Nachmanis? Why isn't that enough? Meaning, the Gemara asks, oh, is there a Nachmanis between
Mi'ilu Daraisa and Mi'ilu Darabana? Yeah. No, because they're asking what's the difference in the Mi'ila itself. The truth is, it's not that they're asking what the difference is. Because it's really obvious what the difference is. Mi'ilu Daraisa, you bring Asha, Mi'ilu Darabana, you don't. Right? So the question isn't, what's the difference? How could there be an Afkamina? Could anyone be smart enough to find an Afkamina between Mi'ilu Daraisa and Darabana? It's obvious an Afkamina. Mi'ilu Daraisa, you bring a Karma, Mi'ilu Darabana, you don't. I think what they're really just saying is, what are all the Nafkaminas between Mi'ilu Darabana and Mi'ilu Daraisa? Is it just the ones we already mentioned, or the ones that are obvious, or are there other nafkaminas also? And they're not asking like mi'ika kasha. How can you say mi'ilu darabana? What's the difference? No, they're just asking for information. Taka, I'd like to know what's the difference between mi'ilu darabana and daraisa. I'd like to know all the things, even the ones that aren't obvious. The one thing that's not obvious is chomesh. You might have thought mi'ilu darabana and pay chomesh. Why not? He needs a little musser. Make him pay chomesh mi'ilu darabana. Tamashulah, no, they didn't make him pay chomesh. The lema tanina lo hadu ula amar b'yochanan afaga. Doesn't our Mishnah approve ula amar b'yochanan? Why does he need to say it? Afaga tanina itzrich to ula sata. We know half lo b'dilim in home lo kashu shayish lo b'dilim in home ema filu milu drabanan lo ka mashulan. Right. So the Gemara says, why does ula amar b'yochanan need to say it? The Gemara really says, is our Mishnah valid proof for ula amar b'yochanan? The answer is no. Because our Mishnah might have been only kachim that got passled, where you're not so turned off by them, and you might not have avoided them. But you might have thought only kachim that got passled is mi'ilu drabanan to make sure you stay away from them. But if it dropped dead, that's totally disgusting. That's totally no good. Of course you'll stay away from them on your own. Come on, well, no, we're so machmir by kachim that we're gozer, even in an animal dropped dead that you'll stay away from on your own, we still just make sure gozer mi'ilu drabanan. L'chor, the tzair is, if you do me'ila on things that aren't really bar me'ila, you might come to do me'ila on real kachim.
So in that case, what's the difference if this thing is so disgusting or not so disgusting? Either way, you're going
to... No, it's a matter of whether it's a milsa lo shchicha or not, right? The happening is, shah kachim, shah kachim, shah kachim, that's something which, there's a 5% chance you might decide to benefit from. So there it goes, there me'ila drabanan, just to keep you on the straight and arrow. But kachim shemesu, there's only a 1% chance you might want to benefit from. Because Mela, you don't really think it's so good anyway. No, the Xer is first you'll do Me'ilah on this, and then you'll do Me'ilah on real kachim.
There's no Me'ilah. Meaning,
what?
There's no
Me'ilah. No, first you'll benefit from this, and then you'll benefit from real kachim. So therefore, when you benefit from this, there goes a Me'ilah on you to make sure you don't take the next step. But that's assuming that you would ever benefit from this in the first place and need to be arrested before you take the next step. So the answer is, but it's 99% likely no one, if the kachim dropped it, 99% likely no one would take it anyway. But nonetheless, kamash lan, there it goes there.
Why is
it zera zera? It's not a zera. It's a one-step zera.
You're trying to protect the real kachim.
Right.
So they say don't.
They say we're going to punish you with me'ila, make you pay keren for fake kachim, quote-unquote, to make sure you're not mauling real kachim. Sounds like a one-step. Okay, then it's not clear what the next line of the Gemara says, right? There's a few different pshatim in the Rebbe Gershom and the Pirush Kadmon and the Shinui Kubetzes. Rashi, I think, only takes one pshat here, but let's read it as Rashi's way. Rashi says, right? It's a little funny. Mesu nami tanina kachusha mesu. Rashi says, reads it as tanina shalom, right? Is this saying akasha or support? So Rashi reads it as akasha. Kachshu mesu ula amar Yochanan thinks there's me'ilu drabanan. No, the proof there's a mission. It's not me'ilu drabanan. Why? Hananim in achatshi chayilu malach yifkom. If you have a chatzis that's alive, then you're not chayiv me'ilu until you damage it. Because the rule is anything that could be damaged, you're not chayiv me'ilu until you damage it aprutah. She may. So once it's dead, it can't be damaged anymore because it's useless anyway. It could physically be damaged. It can't halachically be damaged because it's useless anyway. So when you were nana, even a little amount, even a small amount, there is me'ila de rabbanan. Right? There's me'ila de rabbanan. So what's the kasha? Kasha is only a chatos, they said, there's me'ila de rabbanan. Only a chatos has me'ila drabanan if it dies, but not other karbanos, right? That's the way Rashi reads it. Only a chatas, but not Or not other korbanos, because chatas are much more chomer. Chatas are much more serious. They're mechaper. They're like very, very chomer korbanos. So when we see here, there only goes milah drah on a chat that died, not on other animals that died. So the answer is no. Sakdat ramina. It doesn't mean davka chatas. There goes milah drah. It means even a chatas. Sakdat ramina chatas holuch aparka asy lo bedilim ina aval kachim hovel avluka lekaparka asy bedilim in home v'lesmi ila kamashvelon. What? Sorry, of course. Rashi says holach apar asi b'dilamine. Rashi teaches out the low. I think that's what the Bach maybe points out. Yeah. Yeah. And well, Rabbi Gershon was both days, right? Rabbi Gershon's second day is like Rashi. His first day is like. So again, Rashi has the Gersa of
what's the question and what's the answer. So Rashi's question is only by chatas they were gozer. And no, the answer is no. They were gozer even by chatas, which is bedili mine. Right? What are they saying? A chatas, that's bedili mine. Why you bedili mine? Chatas mechaper, so you take it seriously.
So therefore, what does the Gemara say? Even a chatas, which you take seriously, they were gozer milah drabanan. Even a chatas, which everyone's machber, every Amoritz is machber and a chatas, they were still gozer. And that's what the Mishnah meant. They were gozer even on a chatas, where every Amoritz takes seriously. Kavachomer, they were go koshkin, they were gozer on other kabbalas, which some Amoritzim don't take so seriously. And therefore, it's not a kasha to Ula. So for Rashi, it is a stira. For the other girsa, for our girsa, right, it is a support, not a stira. What's the support? The Mishnah says that there is Mi'ila Durabanan by Kunshin Shemesu. Of course, Chatas is not Davka. Of course, why should Chatas be Davka? The Mishnah says there's Mi'ila Durabanan Chatas Shemesu. By Kunshin Shemesu. No reason to think Chatas is Davka. And then what's the answer? The answer is
exactly. The answer is no. If only the Mishnah, we would have thought they were gozer only on chatas, because lo bedili mine. So we need Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right? It's an interesting. There's basically machlokes in psychology here, right? What is the other? What are the arguers saying? Tanina, arguers is the pshat, right? Tanina means it's a support for Ula. Let's support Ula from this Mishnah. We see a dead chatas has me'ila, so do all dead korbanos have me'ila. No, that's not a valid support for Ula, because maybe only by chatas there goes me'ila. Just lo b'dili, why? Since chatas is come to be mechaper for me, then it's like mine. What do you mean? I'm bringing this chatas to benefit myself, to get kapara. It's not like an ola which I'm giving to benefit Hashem. No, chatas is for my benefit. I'm getting kapara. If it's for my benefit, why shouldn't I be able to use it if it dies? Why shouldn't I sell it? Why shouldn't I use it for dog food? After all, it's for my benefit. So I'm lo b'dilimine. So we would have thought only by chatas there were gozer, because lo b'dilimine is for my benefit. So we therefore we need ula to tell us there goes by all karbanas. So interesting psychological machlokes. Is that by chatas people are more machmir because it's for kapara, so it's a really serious karban? Or the chatas people would naturally be more mekel because, like, what do you mean? It's mine. It's for my benefit, so of course I can use it. Okay. The, continuing the Gemara, now we have the whammy. Eisir of Yosef l'Rabba, chad migo chada v'chada migo chada. Right, it's one to one and then that one to another one. And Rav Yosef destroys Rabba. Why? The kula imitalim begadim abeis habliya umolim bohem chutz mechatzah of shasul matik maisa chatzah of shem chatzah of shem chatzah. Sorry, there's a funny mishnah in Perek Chatzah of in Zvachim which talks about all the ways you can mess up chatzah of and ola of. What are all the ways you can mess up? Well, it is either a chatzah or an ola. Then you could do it in the right place or the wrong place, right? Chatzah bottom, ola top. You could do it in the in the right way or the wrong way. In an ola, you are you squeeze out the dam, you do mitzvah. In a chatas, you shake out the dam, you do hazah.
And you could do it lishma or shaloshma. You could do it having in mind it's a chatas or having in mind it's an ola. So they have all the different possibilities. I guess there are 16 different possibilities. What it is, what kavanah you have, where you do it, and how you do it. Okay, so basically, they point out that basically if you mess up most of the things, then it makes it possible, right? Meaning, if it's a chatas, you're supposed to do it kemaisa chatas, and the makam of chatas, the lishma of chatas, etc. Right, you're supposed to do everything right. Now, but what if you did it wrong? Then it says here that if you did it wrong, then all of them are in metamin begodin abeis ha'abliya. What is metamin begodin abeis ha'abliya? What is that a litmus test of? In one five-letter word? Nevela, right? Nevela is metamin begodin abeis ha'abliya. Sorry. Not all nevelas. I've had nevelas, of tahar, right? There's an of tahar, it's a Torah ben Yoma. Or Ben Yonah. So everyone knows that one of the funny properties of Nevela, unlike Nevela of an animal, which is just an Av Hatoma and, you know, Matame B'Magu B'Masa, Nevela of an Of Tahar is not Matame if you touch it, not Matame if you carry it, but Beis Habliya, if you swallow it, it's Matame you and all the Begadim you're wearing. That's called Matame Begadim Beis Habliya. So the question is this Nevela or not? Why? What's the happening? It should be Nevela. Because Malika, right? Malika is normally Nevela, right? So what's the question? The issue is this. It's very similar to our issue, you understand. If you say what you did was worthless, then it's Nevela. What do you mean? You just like killed it. You shot it in the head, right? But if you said, no, what you did was really a Malika, just with a psol, then at least when you do a proper malika, that counts as shechita, and it's not nevela. It might be possible, it's not nevela. So what does the Mishnah say? They are all not nevela. Even if you mess up and do it wrong, and one of the examples is do it in the wrong place, even if you do it in the wrong place, it's still not nevela. And then they add in also, and they're all chayiv and me'ila if you eat them, except, of course, for chatz of that you do right, because chatz if you do right is nitro the kohanim. So now, that's one. So far, it hasn't proven anything, but now here comes the one from one. The Katani Ilave, in the very same Mishnah, or I think in the Bavli, it's might be the next Mishnah, I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter, in the very next line, Kol Shal Yipsulu B'Kodesh Enim Tam B'Gadim Beis Habliya. Kol Shal Yipsulu B'Kodesh Enim Tam B'Gadim Beis Habliya. It says, what's the rule? There's something called Psulo B'Kodesh. Right? Psulo B'Kodesh means, right? It's a bit of machlokas what the word Psulo B'Kodesh means. Rashi says it means the Psul came in the Azara and not before it entered the Azara. But Tos points out that you have to take it a little lav dafka. What it means is that it's a kudshim. You did an act of kudshim, but there was a psul as opposed to you didn't treat it like kudshim at all. So that's called psula b'kodesh. Means it's psul, but it's still kodesh. So what does it say? That the rule is psula b'kodesh is not nevela. Ain't psula b'kodesh nevela. So therefore, what did we see? What was the first one? The first one was, this is just pshat in the Gemara, is that shinoi makom shchita, technically malika, is not nevela. That's the first one. What does the second Mishnah teach us? That being not nevela goes together with a category called psul v'kodesh. The chada migo chada is whether or not you're nevela depends on being psul v'kodesh. So therefore, we see that if you do the shchita in the wrong makom, it's still psul v'kodesh. That's the chada migo chada. And then what's the next chada migo chada? The Mishnah says, the katani kol shu psula kodesh, lo yerdu. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, right? Psula kodesh is equivalent to im alu lo yerdu, according to Rabbi Shimon. So now we've seen the chain. You want to know if something's alu yerdu or lo yerdu? Check if it's psula kodesh or not. You want to know if it's psula kodesh or not? Check if it's matamei begadim beis habliya or not. And now we know that whatever is not matamei begadim beis habliya, im olu lo yerdu. And since shechting in the wrong place is not matamei begadim beis habliya, because achad migo chada, achad migo chada, we know there's im olu lo yerdu, which again works very well for Peretz Derech, that the whole original machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef was, how do we look at shinui makom b'shchita? The answer is, we have the answer, we've proven the answer. Shinui makom b'shchita is still psula b'kodesh, because it's not matamei begadim beis habliya, and therefore it's over, and we hold like Rav Yosef, and we rejected Rabbah. Now they just, and we're not going to analyze the bummer aspect, but they just end, v'hadikli, Rav Yosef, shita lo yerdu lasser. First we'll be like Rashi. Rashi says that the Gemara here is saying the machlokes of Rabbi Yosef seems to be obvious to Rabbi Elazar. Why? The Amar Rabbi Elazar olas b'mas yafin sheikh misa lefnim kaltu mechitzos chol davar. Because Rabbi Elazar says that this is a time heter vamos, right? Let's say you live in a time when there's a mikdash, and obviously mikdash, I don't mean the mikdash in Shalayim, but there's a mishkan, and there's a heter vamos, like the time of Novan Givon. Right, okay, that's not necessarily likely to happen again, according to most Rishonim, where this could never happen again. But let's say in the time of Novan Givon, right, so you were makdish an animal on condition to bring it in your backyard. And then you brought it inside to the Mishkan. Once it goes into the Mishkan, it is now has all the chumers of something brought in the Mishkan, and you have to bring in the Mishkan with all the halachos, right? There's many of the Mishnah and Zvachim, the last parak, I think, lists all the ways in which a mikdash is more chumer than a bama. You need a kohen in a mikdash, not in a bama. You need klisharis in a mikdash, not in a bama, etc., etc. So, and you need kachikachi with tzafon in a mikdash, not in a bama, right? If you have an ola and a bama, you don't bring tzafon in the bama. So you have to do all the chumers. By Rabbi Elazar, olas bama shel shechnisa shenifshala omar sheyerdu. And here we have a mesorah that he's referring to yeshefton in the darim, right? What if you have an ola which you are going to bring in your backyard, but you bring it to the mishkan and then shecht in the darim? So it's possible because kol tov mechitzas chol davar. The mechitzas grabbed it and now it needed tzafon. But what if you put it on his back? Do you have to bring it down or not? So hold on a second. Why does he have to have such a weird question? The Ola the Bamas Yachid that you brought in, why can't he have a normal question? Right, why can't he just say, why does he have to throw in the Bamas Yachid? So the answer is he was only Masopik about the Bamas Yachid. That proves he knew the answer in a regular karban. In a regular karban, he knew the answer. We don't know if he knew like Rav or knew like Rav Yossi, but he must have known the answer. He must have known the answer. And that's why he only asked the question about the weird case of Bamas Yachid. Now, according to, there's a slight machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. I'm not sure it makes much of a difference conceptually. It's purely textual machlokas. Rashi says in the end the Gemara changed their mind, and Tosfos says in the end the Gemara is just elucidating. But the way Rashi and the Gemara is, no, they changed their mind. According to Tosfos, they're just explaining that he holds like Rabbi Rav Yosef, and nonetheless he's asking a question. According to Rashi, they're retracting and saying, no, he just had two questions. Number one, he didn't know if Rabbi Rav Yosef was right. And number two, granted that he didn't know what to do with the Ola that you were makdish to bring in a Bamas Yachid. So let's read Rashi's way. Rashi says, no, you think he knows that he like Rabbi like Rav Yosef? He was also misopic whether Rabbi Rav Yosef or not. And therefore, he's asking one question from another question. First question was, is Rabbi right or Yosef right? And then he asked, this is only a second question. Second question was, that once we know who's right, on the one, and even Rabbi says, Yerdu, that it's totally no good and you have to bring it down, that's only because it was originally Kadosh to Shecht in the Tzafon of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash. Therefore, it's a big psul if you didn't shecht it there. But over here, when originally you were going to shecht in your backyard, it's only a small psul to shecht at the darum. So maybe it's okay. Odilma, if you're Rav Yosef, I'm also tearing the chitzes kek nechal shlo kek nechal kalta teku. Or maybe Rav Yosef says, tak, it's okay, you can leave it on the zveach. Maybe that's only when to say you can leave it on the zveach, since you were originally makdish it for the mizveach, for the mikdash. Therefore, when you were originally makdish it for the mizveach, then, once it goes on the Zveach, it stays there. Because all along it was supposed to go to the Zveach. But over here, you're originally supposed to put it on a Bama. If you're originally supposed to put it on a Bama, Bama doesn't have the special power of Kolono Geabo Yikdash. Since originally you're Makdashit for the Bama, maybe the Zveach doesn't have the special power to be Makadishit. Okay, Teku. Now, that is our Gemara. It seems pretty straightforward, except for the fact that there are three Stiros between our Gemara and the Rambam. That's what we'll deal with now. What are the three stiros between our Gemara and the Rambam? Even before we get to Me'ilah, what's the stiro between the Rambam and the Gemara? Right? The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, right? That Nishbach Dama Teirid, Yatza Dama Teirid, Nishcha B'layla Teirid, right? So what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, Lirab Yehuda Pashat Shen Nishkata Bidarom Teirid. But what is the Rambam Paskin? The Rambam Paskins
Kirab Yehuda, but he also passed in that Mishnah Tabal Bidarom Lotere.
So the Rambam is against our Gemara. The Rambam is against our Gemara. Now, so there are always two. Well, what's the most obvious question you have to ask if the Rambam is against our Gemara? How does he deal with our Gemara, right? If real, how does he get out of our Gemara? How does he get out of our Gemara? So anyone want to suggest to me how the Rambam gets out of our Gemara? What? So, who said that? Right, the Kesef Mishnah, the Sfas Emes here also says it. Right?
One question is, like, how does he get out of our Gemara? So the Kesef Mishnah said he must have had a different Girsa. All right. Act of somewhat desperation.
Really? Okay, I didn't notice that. Right. So maybe there really is a manuscript for the other Girsa. It makes us.
And if you put in two different Girsas, Savia Romi that says Rabbi Yehuda said in both periods, and it's
okay, so you have to check that out. All right, you have to check that out in the Frankel Rambam. That would certainly, all these Kesveyadim from before the Kesef Mishnah, right? So they might not be from before the Rambam, they're at least before the Kesef Mishnah. So it's not like someone was trying to like stick in the Gersa of the Kesef Mishnah claim. Well, maybe there's another Gersa floating around. Maybe the Rambam also had that other Gersa. Okay, any other answers? And there are lots of answers, although they're all, right, who says that? What? Right. The Lech Mishnah gives what we call a little bit more of a pilpilish answer. He gives another answer to this question. What does Lech Mishnah say? What was the Ptosis problem? Nitna lamata, shenasa lamalo, lamalo, shenasa lamata? What do you mean? That's not a machlok to Yehuda and Rishimon. Why did they use that to illustrate Rishimon's principle? So Lech Mishnah says this is very, very dacha. Okay. Lech Mishnah says, no, our sugya held Aliba de Rav Yehuda that nitnin lemala vichuli teirid, because they use that lo teirid as the illustration of Rishimon. So too, nishkata bedarum teirid, but we hold in Zvachin, that Nitlin Lamala Vechuli Lo Teire, right? Only three things were Yehuda's Machmer on. This isn't one of the three things. So too, Nishrata Bidarum Lo Teire. This is, it's what you're supposed to do, right? He kills two birds with one stone. He answers a question with a question. He's answering the Rambam and Tosas Kasha on the Mahalak of our Gemara in one fell swoop. It's just a very big chiddush, because the Gemara in Zvachin is a darer pasha than Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue about nitin l'malot, shnas l'malot, v'chuli. But that's Lech Mishnah's answer.
Rabbi Kirkus says that Rabbi and Yosef were also really, in the end, arguing within Rabbi Yehuda as well.
Correct. The Mari Kirkus. Really? I didn't notice that.
I didn't know
what. The Mari Kirkus says that maybe this was only in the Havamina, but in the Maskana, maybe they only thought this in the Havamina, but in the Maskana, it's a little unclear which Maskana he means, because from the Gimel and Aleph is only working off the Lashon of Rav Shimon, because of Sidon, could have also Latere. But maybe at least from, but in the Maskana, it's not so clear why they would have done that. They changed their mind about Rabbi Yehuda. At first, when they thought there was a real Machlokas Rav and Rav Yosei, they thought, oh, Rabbi Yehuda for sure would be Machmer. Once they realized that Rav was a Tosa blown out of the water, and that Takashkita's Zara wasn't so bad, then they went back without telling us and said, oh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also not so bad. I just want to tell you a cute shot in the Merome Sadi, which goes back to a shot issue we did earlier in Zvachim. Yeah? I know, because that's what Mary Korkus leaves. He exactly leaves himself open to that. What do you want me to tell you? That could be Nipchad to say, he doesn't mean Jyotah of Gimel and Aleph. He means Jyotah of Beis and Beis, because it's Dochuk to say it means Me'ilah Drabanan. But A, the Rambam obviously doesn't think it's Dochuk to say Me'ilah Drabanan. It's very difficult, as my report.
He points
that.
Out that it's hard to understand those three
Mishnayos
and being Rav Shimon, which is Hadat Jyotah and not Aleph. The three Tachad Migochanda, if you understand the Gemara based that they have to say that it's all Rav Shimon.
No, we know the third one, Kudu Shimon. Okay, the Merome Sada, I'll just point out, has a clever shot. The Merome Sada has a clever shot. He says, go all the way back. Remember, in the Mishnah it says, Kodshe Kodshim Shachtim Adorah Molim Bahem. Right? And we're wondering why it has to start by saying, Kodshe Kodshim Shachtim Adorah Molim Bahem. Then it says, Shachtim Adorah the Kibul Dom Vitzafon, etc. So one shot in Tosfos and Rashi was, it was a Ketzad. The other shot tells the man, Shachmar Vikhibo Bedarim. The Merome Sada here is a third shot. He says, no. He says, our Sugya is talking about the Reisha, the Reisha of the Mishnah, not according to Rashi and Tosfos. According to a different shot, is talking about Shachat Bedarim. Veloki Beldaman. It's not about just Kachi Kachi and Nisku de Bedarim. Who said anything about Kabbalah? That's the next line of the Mishnah. He's in the first line of the Mishnah is Shchitas Dorim without Kabbalah. That's talking about Shachto Bedarim Stan without Kabbalah. Shachto Bedarim Stan without Kabbalah. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda would be Machmer. That's like Nishvach Adam. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda's Machmer if you never end up throwing the Dam anywhere, if you never end up doing Shchitas Adam. So that, but it's not this of Dorom that Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's obviously possible. Who thinks it's possible? The Nishpach Adam. That's why he thinks it's obviously possible. Because it means the Nishpach Adam, not Dorom. That's what we're saying. According to Rabbi Yehuda, obviously it's Yerudah. It's Nishpach Adam. But Rabbi Shimon Taka thinks Nishpach Adam is okay as long as there is Shchita. So we have to ask, what's the status of the Shchita? What? It's before the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon holds Nishpach Adam is Emol Teirid. Because it's Sula Bakodesh. That's before the Mishnah. Right, but Shachat Bidarom Vekibel Vehilech Vizarak is obviously or is Loteirid even Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. It's actually a very clever pshat. It says, yeah, of course they're talking about where you never caught the dam. That's why it's Pashur Yehuda would say Teirid, because Nishpach Adam is one of his three exceptions against Rashi and Tosfos. This isn't a fourth, this is one of the three exceptions, don't Nishpach Adam. But if you caught the Dam and did the right thing with the Dam, it was just Shchitas Dorom, then Rabbi Yehuda no different from Shimon, and we pass in Lo Teirid. That is the Nitziv, Merome Sadeh, right? The Nitziv and the Merome Sadeh. In Zvachim 67a, Samach Zayin and Aleph gives this clever answer. So there are many ways for the Rambam out of our Gemara. I just want to add one Ha'ara. What's the one Ha'ara? Whenever the Rambam's against the Gemara, you always ask, how does he get out of our Gemara? But you have to ask another question also, which is, it's not like all of a sudden, like the Rambam was sitting there minding his own business in Cairo somewhere, and then someone wrote the Gemara, and now he's stuck with it. No, the Rambam started off learning the Gemara the same as all the other Jews. Right? So, why did the Rambam want to get out of our Gemara? Right? Forget about how the Rambam answers up our Gemara. Why would the Rambam not be satisfied with the pshat of our Gemara in the first place? Right? Why? Sometimes it's a more interesting question, sometimes less so. But I think, how does he get out of our Gemara is wonderful. But why does he want to get out of our Gemara? What's wrong with our Gemara that he wants to get out of it? And here, I think the answer is obvious.
Our Gemara seems that Lila is worse than
Dara. And the Gemara and Daf, Beis and Aleph, according to the 99% of the Farshim. Exactly. See, this is another question you could ask. Why does he want to get out of our Gemara? So I think the answer is clear. This is what we discussed last time. Because, Lani Adati, I think the answer is clear. Because on Daf, Beis and Aleph, Dorom is more proud than Lila. On the basis of now, remember, they say, oh, Lila, Durham, fine, there's Be'ilah, because Kashal, Kachay, Kalim. But Lila, that's possible Gamri. Lila is a much worse psal. On Daf Beis Amid Aleph, Durham is more cow than Lila. But on Daf Beis Amid Beis, Durham seems more chomer than Lila. So he says, look, the steward Dina Beis Amid Beis, Daf Beis Amid Aleph said clearly, except according to that, we're getting parents and shitting, that's Islamic Beis. Assuming he read it like most people. It said clearly that Durham is a much lighter psal than Lila. All of a sudden, Daf Beis Amid Beis, it says Durham's a worse psal than Lila. And says, Lila's Tehrid Kalachomer Durham can't be. So he says, of course you have to somehow get out of the Gorn Daf Beis Amid Beis, because it can't be, because then it's the Steven Daf Beis Amid Aleph. So therefore, he says, it must be Daf Beis Amid Beis doesn't mean it. It must be that it doesn't mean what we think it means, that you have to have some other pshat. So I think that's what's the incentive of the Rambam to get out of that Beis Amid Beis and say, oh, Durham's a very small psal. Lila's a big psal. Durham's a very tiny psal. It's because it's not Beis Amid Aleph. He didn't want to steer between Beis Amid Beis and Beis Amid Aleph. So now, I guess he could have reinterpreted that Beis Amid Aleph like that. She's when the bet says, Sukkot, Lamed Beis, and Lamed Dalet. But instead he says, no, it's easier to reinterpret that Beis Amid Beis. And then, do I know exactly which shot he had in reinterpreting that Beis Amid Beis? No, I can't know until after Rav asked him when I asked him, but there are plenty of shot to choose from.
He doesn't even have to, he can just be similar to the Lachamisha, there's a between the first time and the second time.
Yeah, but that would be too weird. Like, just in one conversation, to all of a sudden have such a big machlokes on sugyas without anyone mentioning it? That would be a little weird.
We already suggested the first time we might only be putting Rav Yosef. Anyways, it's not going to fit. The second, you know, the second, the unknown Beis already, we're dealing with both Rav Yosef and Rav.
Correct. What you could have said is going to Rav Yosef, they're more or less equal here, but nonetheless, yeah, but that wouldn't have helped you here if you think it through. Then I think you have to go through this. Okay, that's one issue, which is the Olo Lo Yerdu. What's the other stira between the Rambam and the Gemara? And what is the double stira? That's one stira. What is the double stira between the Rambam and the Gemara? The relation between the Olo Lo Yerdu and Mi'ila, right? What about psulim? Is there me'ila d'oraisa in psulim? Me'ila min ha'torah in psulim. Our Gemara seems very clear. What's the din? Is there me'ila d'oraisa in psulim? The Gemara says that depends if? If yerdu or not, right? If lo yerdu, then there is me'ila min ha-Torah. If yerdu, then there's no me'ila min ha-Torah.
Okay.
The,
should it be the me'ila min ha-Torah that it's yerdu, or if that's correct?
I think this is correct. Whether it's a siman or a siba, we'll get to in a moment. What's the double steer in the Rambam? What do I mean by double steer to this in the Rambam? Well, what are the two other possible things you could say? What are the two ways you could possibly disagree with this? You could say that either way, there is me'ila min ha-Torah. Or you could say, either way, there is no me'ila min ha-Torah. Does anyone say those two things that are against our Gemara? Anyone say those two things that are against our Gemara, or at least one of them? The Rambam says where? In Hilchos Me'ila Gimel Aleph, correct. The Rambam says that, just got to find Hilchos Me'ila, it's pretty small. Here we are. V'cheinim nitzlu v'varm sh'yipasle en ha'karbanish v'rabi arnu molim hem midivrei sofrim. And then what are some examples of this? He brings all the example. He says, shachtu medarom. And that's the case of him alu lo yerdu. Osha shachdom and some keep of darum. Alu lo yerdu. Shachdom yom zark balayla. Alu lo yerdu. A shachdom balayla zark yom. That's alu yerdu. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Osha shachdom achshav says manam shav samakum. Osha kibble of sumas damo. Basically, he says, Osha yatsa dam vabasar kulo. Yatsa dam kulo is a malu yerdu. Nishka balayla. So he mixes together all the psulim, and this is the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila Gimel Aleph is against our Gemara and says either way it's only Ila Drabanan. Okay? Is there a third sheet to here? What did the Rambam say in Perush Mishnayos? He says that Bolalami shechayev olav meila dvar Torah ve'afni she'iru b'shkitosun ha'psulim ha'elu. Even though they have these psulim, it's meila d'oraisa. Now, either way, what am I? Either way, these psulim d'oraisa. Now, what are these psulim according to the Rambam? Right? Either way, oopsie. Both. What do I mean? Both Darom, which is Lo Tegrei, and Nishchat Balayla, etc., which is Tegrei, right? So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah says both of them. He passed like Rabbi Yehuda, so Nishchat Balayla is Tegrei, Nishchat the Darom, he passed like just a Lo Tegrei, and likewise all the other Yevids and all the other Lo Yevids are all on the list. They're all Drabbanan. How about the Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos? The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos says either way, right? Both. Shchitas Dorom and Shchitas Laila. Shchitas Laila we know is Yevei, because the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos, Vachem Tes Beis, Paskins, like Rabbi Huda, that Shchitas Laila Teirei. So both the Lo Teirei and the Teirei are both Me'ilu Doraisa. Right, the Rambam holds that half of our Mishnah is also Teirei, that's Nishchitas Laila. And half of it is a most loge raid, like Nizrak Balaila, Nishchat Pedorom, Chutzes Manum, Chutzim Komo. So the Ram holds that our mission includes both Tay raids and Low Tay raids. And yet, this is a little strange, the Pirish Mishnah says our whole mission is Doraisa, even though it includes both types. And in the Mishnah Torah, says our whole mission is Rabbanon, even though it includes both types. And if someone wants to be annoying like that and say, well, the Ram obviously changed his mind from the Pirish Mishnah, so maybe we don't have to take Hashita into account, because the assumption is that he wrote his Pirush Mishnayos well before he wrote the Mishnah Torah, so we changed his mind. Any steer between the Mishnah Torah and the Pirush Mishnayos, we assume he retracted. But the Bartanura says the exact same thing as the Rambam here on the Mishnah. He says the Mishnah is Me'ilu D'oraisa, and in Zvachim, the Bartanura also agrees that Laila is Teirei, like Rabbi Yehuda, and Chutz is Manu Chutz Komo is Lo Yerei. So both things that are also Teirei and things that are also Lo Teirei are both Me'ilu D'oraisa. So the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, Bartanura is Cholek on our Sugya in one direction. Says it's all Me'ilu D'oraisa, regardless of whether it could go on the Mizbeach B'dievet or not. And the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, is Cholek L'idach Gisa, says it's all Me'ilu D'rabanan, regardless of whether it could go on the Mizbeach B'dievet or not. So, obviously, that leaves the job for the rest of us to figure out how these two radically opposite shitas, Benakatsa, Lakatsa, the Rambam, each of them individually, obviously they're not supposed to go together. They're diametrical opposites. How do they get out of our Gemara? And one of them is very, very, very easy. Which one is very, very easy to get out of our Gemara? And very nice to explain, the Rambam appears from Mishnayos. What about our Gemara? What does he do with our Gemara? What does it do with our Gemara? Doesn't our Gemara say that Bishlam Rav Yosef says im olu lo yerdus there's me'ilu d'oraisa, but Rav says im olu yerdus so must be me'ilu d'rabanan? How can the Rav say there's me'ilu d'oraisa either way? So here you have to answer Donnie's question from a few moments ago. What was your question? Your question was, is it okay if I adapt your words a little bit? You'll tell me if I'm lying, okay? Your question was, when we say Olulu Yerdu makes there be Me'ila, is that a Siman or a Siva? Was that your question?
Pretty much.
Good. Okay. Just say yes.
Also, is that the order?
Correct. That's the same thing. Okay. So, what do we mean? We mean by this. First, we have to ask, what does our Gemara mean? What do I mean by Siman and Siva? What I mean to say is it that Im Olulu Yerdu, that's what makes it have Me'ila? Or no, that just shows that it's Kadosh and then it has Me'ila. Right? So, what does our Gemara mean? Does our Gemara mean the possibility of
Lo Teireg makes it Kodshei Hashem. This is what's called Siba. Right? And also Lo Teireg makes it have Me'ilah. Or does our Gemara mean that the din of what I call Siman of Lo Teireg is Igloi Milsa, that it's a Psol Bakodesh, right? Because
how could you leave it on the back if not for that? That's some level of Kedusha, right?
Is Igloi Milsa that it has some Kedusha? It doesn't have Kedusha
because of all the Lo Teireg. It's a Molo Teireg, it has Kedusha. It's Psol, but it's Psol with Kedusha. What we call Psulu Bakodesh.
Right? And so it must be Kodshei Hashem.
Now, what is the answer? Is it a Siman or a Siba, right? Is it that, right, what? Right, the seam of having meal is that it's Kodshei Hashem, right?
No, but it seems like what we're saying is the Chakir seems to be if you have a din of Lo Teireg, so then it definitely will be applies because of Lo Teireg, because it remains Kodshei Hashem. Or do we say that it remains Kodshei Hashem because there's Me'ilah, and then therefore you have a din of Lo Teireg? Isn't that what we're saying?
No. What I'm saying is it Kodshei Hashem because it's Lo Teireg? Or is it Lo Teireg because it's Kodshei Hashem?
Well, we say Kodshei Hashem, but I mean, that's not an
That's an Me'ilah, correct.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's bothering you, so think about it for a few moments. Now, there's an obvious nafkamina between these two possibilities. Let me just walk you through this shout when you think of the obvious nafkamina. I bring a chatos to the Beis HaMikdash, right? And I mess it up. Let's say I shecht the bedorim and I have to go to Rav of Yosef and figure out what the status is. So, and luckily, we hold like Rav Yosef, or unluckily, or whatever. He says, I am also Lo Teireg. Therefore, there's Me'ilah if I nene from the what of the Chatas? Or better yet, there's Me'ilah. Great. Now I eat some of this Chatas. Am I Chayev Me'ilah? I eat some of the meat of the Chatas. Am I Chayev Me'ilah or not?
No.
Because the meat's not I'm also Lo Teireg. So this is not so clear. That's the sheet of the Achiezer. The Achiezer, it's on the sheet, okay, and then I actually found that the Mari Korkas in Hilchos Me'ilah gives this as a first answer also. The Achiezer says only a Murin have Me'ilah min HaTorah. Not Basar. He says, what do you mean? The only thing that gives us Me'ilah is the fact that it could go on the Mizbeach b'diavad. That, the only thing that makes a Kodshei Hashem is that it could go on the Mizbeach. The Emurim could go on the Mizbeach, they're Kodshei Hashem. The Basar is useless, right? It's totally useless. The Basar is garbage. So if the Basar is garbage, right? Because for the Basar, there's no Din of Kol Mizbeach and no Gam Mizbeach Yikdash. Right? It's mostly eaten by the Gwan, but it's puzzle. So the Basar, there's no Me'ilah Min HaTorah. He says our whole Gemara, which says Me'ilah Min HaTorah, only means the Emor, not the Basar. That's the Achiezer. However, everyone else assumes not that way. I can't really prove that everyone assumes not that way. It's just that it's like they never actually say like the Achiezer, and it's sort of obvious from reading them. They just write it down, they don't. But other Mefarshim assume even the Basar has Me'ilah Min HaTorah. That's Pashut Shat. The whole thing has Me'ilah Min HaTorah. Why? Again, for the Achiezer Tenach. I'm not going to say anything for the Achiezer. The Achiezer says, only the actual piece that is Me'ilah Lo Yeridu, that has Me'ilah. Since this Kezayis could go on the Mizbeach B'dieved and stay there, it has Me'ilah. So only the Emurim have Me'ilah. But the Basar, if it's a Chatos or an Asham, the Basar doesn't have Me'ilah, because the Basar, if you put it on the Mizbeach, you would take it down. Anything which was never intended to be burned on the Mizbeach, you always take it down.
How would you explain the left? I mean, we said the whole concept of Shas Heter LeKohen, that would have to be tied to the Basar. It's the Basar that has the Shas Heter for the Kohen. That would make it seem that only the right side, your siman is logical. The left side, Shas Hefer Lebasar, has nothing to do with the Imurim.
Correct. According to the Achiezer, you'd have to be very nitchak to say all the previous lines were talking about Hetzel Kohanim was only dealing with Basar. This line of the Gemara, which talks about Olo Yeridu, is only talking about Imurim, and somehow it's okay for the original line in the Mishnah to be right next to a line only talking about Basar, and our analysis to be only talking about Imurim, and that's a little dachuk. You're absolutely right. The Achiezer is very dachuk, and I guess he'd have no choice to say, you're right, the original context was right next to the line of Shas Heter was talking about Basar, but now we're talking about Imurim, and we figured you would understand that we switched tracks. But that's the Pashup Shot. Pashup Shot is the Basar also. If it's an Olo Yeridu, then the Basar is also Bar Me'ilah. And Olo Yeridu doesn't apply to the Basar. So that's the answer. It's not a Sibat, it's a Siman. It's not the Olo Yeridu makes it Kodesh. Olo Yeridu is a litmus test, is a Gloy Milsa that it's Kodesh. Anything which Olo Yeridu obviously is still in the realm of Kodshim. If it's still in the realm of Kodshim, the Basar's also in the realm of Kodshim. We don't really care about Olo Yeridu. It's just a way of a litmus test. After all, it makes it not Nevela, and it makes it the other dinim, you have to be Sorif instead of Kovar the Psulim. It's just a litmus test for having a status of Kedusha. And once there's a status of Kedusha, the whole animal has a status of Kedusha. That's the Pashup Shot, and as Morty pointed out, it's not just Pashup Shot, but there's significant dechak in reading the Gemara, like the Achiezer. Even though I did notice this morning, the Mari Korkus in Me'ila Gimel Aleph, in his first answer, also says like the Achiezer. Okay, now, once you put, what do all the Achronim say? All the Achronim give the same answer, including a Grizz that I think I put on the sheet, and the Grizz says the same thing in the beginning of the night, paragraphs often, and all the Achronim say the same thing, just the Grizz says it a little sharper, because he knows brisker terminology, but all the Achronim all say the same thing for the Rambam Perush and Shnayis, because it's so obvious that there's only one right answer, that there's not really room for disagreement. All the Achronim say no. Start with assuming not like the Achiezer. What do all the Achronim say? All the Achronim say is that the Gemara just meant that Im Olsa Tered proves that it's not Psula Bakodesh, and therefore there's no Me'ila. Right? It was a siman. The Gemara didn't really care about whether also Tered or not. Right? So anything of also Tered, like on Gimel and Aleph, im also Tered is coextensive with Psula Bakodesh. And therefore, im also lo Yered, sorry, is Psula Bakodesh, and therefore there's Me'ila. Im also Tered, it's not Psula Bakodesh, there's Me'ila. But this whole Gemara was Aliba Dehu. Who is this Gemara? Exactly! But that's only Aliba de Rav Shimon, who holds Kol Shepsulo Bakodesh Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Rav Shimon holds that Im Olu Lo Yerdu is the litmus test of Psulo Bakodesh. But what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, no! That's only Rabbi Yehuda says. But Rabbi Yehuda says, even within Psula Bakodesh, some things are Tered, and some are low Tered. Only Rav Shimon holds that Im Olsa Tered is a litmus test of Psula Bakodesh. So of course according to Rav Shimon, Nevela, Thomas Nevela depends on Psula Bakodesh, Olsa Tered depends on Psula Bakodesh, Me'ila depends on Psula Bakodesh, everything just depends on the fundamental gender of Psula Bakodesh. There's one question, is it Psula Bakodesh or is it not Kodesh? Or did it lose its Kedusha? And of course, also Olsa Tered is a good litmus test. And a whole Shaklo V'Tari Yar Gemara was only a leap to Rav Shimon. Only once we got into Rav Shimon did they try to bring a Raya from Me'ila. But according to Rav Yehuda, Im Olsa Lo Tered is not a good litmus test of Psula Bakodesh. V'ha Raya, what's the Raya? Shchitas Laila Im Olsa Tered. But it's not Matami Begad Mavei Sabliya, the Rambam says, and the Rambam I put on the sheet here, the Psula Nukdashim Perek Zayin, right? even things that are also tevid, like shchitas laila, is still not matami begadim abeis avliya. Right? What does that prove? That Rabbi Yehuda admits that all the psulim are psulim akodesh. He admits that everything in our mission is psulim akodesh. He just thinks that anyway, some things are alu yerdu. But it's not that he thinks nishkaf alayla and yotza dama and nishbach dama are not psulim akodesh. He admits they're psulim akodesh. After all, he admits it's not matami begadim abeis avliya, points out the Grizz. It's just that he holds that imolsa teirid is not a valid litmus test. He has chumras in imolsa teirid, which make it not a valid litmus test of psulim akodesh. So what does Rabbi Yehuda think? So of course Rabbi Yehuda and Echanami, half the things that are mishar imolsa teirid. But that doesn't prove anything. That just proves he has chumras imolsa teirid in mizbeach mekadesh. That it's still psulim akodesh. And since it's still Psulim HaKodesh has Me'ilah, so the equation between Olsa Teirid and Me'ilah went through the station of Psulim HaKodesh, and that was only the Rav Shimon, who holds Me'ilah is coextensive with Psulim HaKodesh, is coextensive with Imolsa Lo Yerid, Imolsa Lo Teirid. But Rabbi Yehuda thinks Olsa Teirid has special Chumers Al Pi 3 Gzeres HaKodesh and has nothing to do with Psulim HaKodesh. Therefore, according to Yehuda, of course, Imolsa Teirid has nothing to do with Me'ilah. Why should Me'ilah be connected to Imolsa Teirid? It's only according to Shimon, it's a siman of Psulim HaKodesh. That is the way the Grizz and all of this Fas Emes, the Karen Ora, everyone gives the same answers. The Grizz says it a little more brisker way. And that's the Pashat defense of the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos and the Bar Tanur. They're not really against our Gemara at all. Our Gemara was only connecting the fear of Shimon because you had this connecting point of Psulim HaKodesh. According to Yehuda, Me'ilah depends on Psulim HaKodesh. The time you've gotten based on depends on Psulim HaKodesh. Also, Lo Teirid has its own rules and doesn't depend on anything. So, of course, who cares if it's also Teirid or Lo Teirid? It's still Psulim HaKodesh.
Exceptions are only because he has three Miyutim. So, let's just add another one for Nishchat Medarim, or maybe it's just Kukhusta. So, Rabbi Yehuda could agree with Rabbi Shimon about Psulim HaKodesh and still have just these three exceptions. Why does it mean that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with
Nishchat? Well, first of all,
Rabbi Yehuda should just say, I don't need a Miyutim because there's no connection anyways.
No! If there are no Biyutim, then it would just depend on what's Psulim HaKodesh, no?
We're saying he doesn't care about Psulim HaKodesh.
When it comes to Imolsa Lo Teirid.
Right. So if he doesn't care, so then why does he need Miyutim?
No, the reason he doesn't care is because the Miyutim tell him there's a special Xeris HaKasav. They don't care.
Why do you need three Miyutim?
What do you mean? Because once there's one Miyut that teaches us, we don't care if it's Psulim HaKodesh or not. There's one thing that's Imolsa Teirid. That means the second Miyut tell him there's two things. And the third Miyut tell him there's three things. And the fourth Miyut tell him there's four things, maybe.
But then that means the rest of them are Imolsa Lo Teirid, so Psulim HaKodesh is. So then the equation remains, no? Meaning, Rabbi
no.
Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Shimon that Psulim HaKodesh.
The equation doesn't remain because there are many exceptions, because there is a Kasav.
Okay, but the fundamental rule is there.
No, because even though Darum may be in Lailar Imolsa Teirid, that's not because of an absolute HaKodesh, that's all because there is a Kasav, so it doesn't prove anything.
Exactly.
That's
so
exactly the Yechron's answer. The kasha was, how can he say me'ilu daraisa in things that are imolsa teirid? The answer is, because these are imolsa teirid, of zera zakasav, not of bisvara. Yeah. Okay, so you have to think about it, because what I'm saying is very clear. It's just my concern for not saying it clearly enough. So that is the way to defend the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. That again, our Gemara was only the Rav Shimon who held him also Teirid is a litmus test of Psulim HaKodesh. According to Rav Yehuda, also Teirid is just a matter of various random three Gzeres HaKasavs. So therefore, who cares if also Teirid is still Psulim HaKodesh? Right? Rav Shimon says every Teirid is in Psulim HaKodesh. But according to Yehuda, it can be Teirid, but still be Psulim HaKodesh. Because maybe it's Teirid because of the three Miyutim, but it's still Psulim HaKodesh, and if it's still Psulim HaKodesh, it still has Be'ilim in HaTorah.
So I think what I'm saying is, why can't Yehuda assume that, let's say, Shiva Slayla is Psulim HaKodesh, but it's still Teirid because of Teirid's
Kasav? Exactly! Therefore, it should still have Be'ilim. It should be in HaTorah because it's Psulim HaKodesh. According to the Siman way.
And then
with Psulim HaKodesh.
And also with Teirid in general, with both Teirid in general, but not for this.
Well, then it's not coextensive, it's only in general.
But
great, it's coextensive with with what we might have thought were the rules of Teirei before we had Gzeiros and Customs. Okay, that is the Rambam and Perush Mishnayos. What's left is just the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam and the Mishnah Torah is a bit difficult. What did the Rambam and Mishnah Torah say? He says either way. So the Rambam and Perush Mishnayos is not really necessarily against our Gemara anyway. Our Gemara is the fear of Shimon. The Rambam is the fear of Yehuda. They both agree whatever's Psula B'Kodesh has Me'ilam in a Torah. Whatever's not Psula B'Kodesh doesn't have Me'ilam in a Torah. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah is for sure against at least this part of our Gemara. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah says that even if it's Psula B'Kodesh, even if it's also Lo Teirei, there's still only Me'ilam Midrabanan. How does the Rambam get out of our Gemara? So, just to be fair, there are some achronim, the Zevach Toda and the Achi Ezra, and then I noticed afterwards that when I opened the Frankel, Mari Korkus has both their answers. So it was right on the daf, and if you have a Frankel, at least. The Zevach Toda and the Achi Ezra say the Rambam never meant it. Right, so you could, one way is deny the Rambam meant it. How do you deny that the Rambam meant it? No, that can't be, because earlier it's clear that in Hilchos Me'ilah that Divrei Sofer means like there's no Chumash Rasha. So the Achiezer says that he meant Me'ilah Dirabanan in the Basar, right? That's in the Basar there's Me'ilah Dirabanan, because this is the Achiezer's whole Shita, that that Me'ilah depends on actual Imolsa Teirid, it's not like Milsa Psul HaKodesh. And therefore, the Basar is an actual an Olu Lo Yerid. The Basar can never stay on his Be'ah. He only meant Me'ilah Dirabanan the Basar. It's a little dachuk. But he admits there's Me'ilah Min HaTorah in a Murin She'im Olu Lo Yerdu. He really admits to our Gemara that I'm Olu Yerdu the Murin Me'ilah Daraisa. When the Rambam said Me'ilah Dirabanan, he meant the Basar. This is very dachuk because he doesn't really sound that way, but I guess he would go back to, you know, here the Rambam Mordi's Dihuk is good, not bad. The Rambam is contrasting with Shas Hechtel Kohanim, so he's obviously talking about Basar. So the Rambam here is talking about Basar, but actually, in Imurin, he would admit to our Gemara, or the other option to deny the Rambam and take away all our fun is the Zevach Toda. The Zevach Toda is part of the Chavetz Chaim's Likutei Halachos, right? The Chavetz Chaim, as well known, he loved Kutchim. He was a big fan of learning Kutchim. He encouraged his Talmidim to learn Kutchim. He wrote Likutei Halachos, not to be confused with Likutei Halachos of Breslov. Likutei Halachos, this is Alpi Nigle. And what he did was, in the middle, he did a riff summary of the halachic parts of the Gemara, and on the side, he made a Peirush, and then he had further Yunim on the bottom, and it's a very, very nice sefer. It's Mishnah Berurah style. He knows how to divide up the parts of his daf very nicely. Zevach Toda, just one second, is the part where he does the further Yunim. So in the Zevach Toda, he says, oh, we have the Rambam. How do we get out of the Rambam? So he says, this is very dachuk, that the Rambam only meant Me'ilah Durabanan for the Psulim that are im olu yerdu, not for the whole list. Even though the Rambam gave a whole list of psulim and said it's all me'ilah drabanan, he's nichak say he didn't mean this whole list is me'ilah drabanan like you think he meant. He meant some of the things on this list are me'ilah drabanan. Which ones are drabanan? The ones that are im olu yerdu. But other things are me'ilah daraisa, just didn't bother to tell you. Okay, it's a little, maybe even a lot to hook, but he, didn't want to admit that the Rambam is saying something against our Gemara.
Couldn't you look from the end of the Mishnah of the Rambam, Aleph, the way he talks about it, Ein Moli Bishar Besarum, the last few words in Aleph, Shar, right?
Means to support the Achiezer.
He's talking about Basar. He's obviously talking about Basar. Here he's saying that these are the things that you're
right, although he's also talking about Emurim before then, right? Look a little before then. Oshigatza basar or ha'imurim lachot. Oshinitma basar or ha'imurim. Lo lun basar or ha'imurim. Right. So you could say that the that you could be that diet. That I hear that, although you know you think you shouldn't have brought any more in at all. But okay, that's one option to deny the Rambam really meant it. But this is not pshat in the Rambam, is that he meant it. He meant that anything that's pasul only has me'ilah d'rabbanan. So the other option is to say that the Rambam rejects this line in the Gemara. Why would the Rambam reject this line in the Gemara? So, anyone, why would the Rambam reject, what gives the Rambam the right to reject this line in the Gemara? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that some things in the Mishnah are im ulsa. Who are you quoting here? The
truth is that
the Karen Ohr is along these lines, the Kesef Mishnah is along these lines, but he doesn't clarify himself so much. And the truth is, the Lechem Mishnah leaves it the Yehuda part, but it's not that different. Basically, all the Mefarshim say the same thing, but let's say it your way, which is based on the Kesef Mishnah, is that how can the Rambam reject this line in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Im olu lo yerdu mila d'oraisa. Im olu yerdu mila d'rabbanan. How can the Rambam reject this line in the Gemara? So the only way to do that is say the next line in the Gemara must disagree with it, right? That lamas, that's a half meaning, but lamaskana not that way. Why? So the Kesef Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, everyone ends up in the same place. Is that what did the Kesef Mishnah say? Because that's only the half meaning. But lamaskana, what did the Kesef Mishnah say? Some of the Mishnah is im olu yerdu. Right, the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Nishkut Abalaylo is in Olu Yerdu. Right? So some parts of the Mishnah are in Olu Yerdu, says the Kesef Mishnah. Therefore, if some parts are Olu Yerdu, then you can ask, oh, how could there be Me'ilah if it's in Olu Yerdu? Again, assuming not like all the Achron and Sefer Mishnah dies. The answer must be, it's Me'ilah Drabbanan. Therefore, Mishnah means Me'ilah Midrabanan, and once the Mishnah means Me'ilah Drabanan, shouldn't the Mishnah only mean one thing and not two things? If the Mishnah says Ma'olam Behem, then it should mean the same kind of Ma'olam Behem for everything in the Mishnah. Once you admit that the Mishnah means Me'ilah Drabanan, then everything must be Me'ilah Drabanan. And that's what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant didn't mean to say, oh, some of the things of the Mishnah are Me'ilah Drabanan. No, once you admit that some parts of the Mishnah have Me'ilah only Drabanan, then all the parts of the Mishnah must have Me'ilah Drabanan, because the Mishnah has to be unified. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says, although I admit he's not so clear in the later Hilbert. Now you have to just make sure you understand clearly. Therefore, the Mishnah means Me'ilah Drabanan, and the Mishnah must be one unified din. The Lecha Mishnah reads this even into the Ga'ar Gemara Stam. At first, we think the Mishnah means Me'ilah D'oraisa. Then we say, oh no, the Mishnah means Me'ilah D'rabbanan because of a certain kasha, only a Libra D'Rabba, who's Yitosav. But no, once we answer the Mishnah means Me'ilah D'rabbanan, we talk a like that answer, we stick with Me'ilah D'rabbanan. So, that's a subtle difference. Like the Mishnah just says, once we're answering Me'ilah D'rabbanan, they like that answer and stick with it, it's unified. And the Gezer Mishnah says, once the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then Shchitas Laila must be Me'ilah Drabanan, and the Mishnah must be unified. But that's the same intuition. Once the Gemara admits Me'ilah Drabanan in our Mishnah, the Gemara has to say the whole Mishnah is Me'ilah Drabanan. And only in the Hav Mina there's a possibility of Me'ilah Drabanan by Psulim. But Lamaskanas HaGemara, the Mishnah is unified, is referring to Me'ilah Drabanan, as Dachlik as that is, as Shad in the Mishnah. And it would have to be against the Shad of the Targum of Bezim and Aleph. That was all the Hav Mina. Lamaskana, the Mishnah means Me'ilah Drabanan, therefore it must be all Me'ilah Drabanan, bain the part of them all Yerdu, bain the part of them Alu, lo Yerdu.
We just have to reject the Shnu Kuvetsis.
Correct. Exactly. Now, here I am going to not be Mayan as much as we can. But basically, according to this, what it turns out is that the standard shot in the Gemara says that Psulim
She'im olu lo yerdu. Yesh bahem me'ila min ha-Torah. But the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila, this is only the Havamina, according to the Rambam. The Rambam says that's the Havamina. The Rambam Hilchos Me'ila, reading the Maskanas HaGemara, he says no. Once the Gemara introduces the fact that it could be Me'ila Rabbanan, that one thing in the Mishnah could be Me'ila Rabbanan, then according to Lecha Mishnah. Once they introduce the fact that it could be Milad Rabbanan, they like the idea of Milad Rabbanan. Or according to the Gemara Mishnah, once they introduce the idea of Milad Rabbanan, Rav Yehuda has to admit that one part is Milad Rabbanan, unlike all the Achronim on the writing board. And once one part is Milad Rabbanan, it's all Milad Rabbanan. Once one thing is Milad Rabbanan, they change their mind and decide it's all Milad Rabbanan. For it says that Ein Bahem Milad Min HaTorah. So we have a fundamental machlokas in the end between the Pshat of our Gemara and the Zevach Toda and the Achiezer and the Mari Korkas reading of the Rambam and all the other Rishonim who say that, what do you mean? Anything that's some Olo Yerdu is Kaddish enough that it has the Ilam in HaTorah. The Rambam says, no, anything puzzle doesn't have the Ilam in HaTorah. What are they arguing about? It is an interesting question. What are they arguing about is an interesting question, which we're not really ready to tackle right now. They could be arguing about the nature of Olo Yerdu, where the Pshat and Argmar are saying that Olo Yerdu is really Kedusha. Well, the Rambam says, no, Olo Yerdu isn't really Kedusha. And Olo Yerdu just means there's a possibility for the Mizbeach to be Mekadesh. Just means that if there's a possibility for those to be from your Kaddish, but it doesn't mean it actually has Kedusha. Some people want to tie this into all kinds of other lumdas, is of Olo Lo Yerdu a real Hakrav or not? Discussion the Achronim, you have to put Melach in Karbanos, that are Olo Lo Yerdu. Once it's Olo, you have to put salt on it before it finishes burning. The whole discussion of what if it's Olo on the Mizbeach, and then a Zar actually puts it onto the fire, because it's sitting not in the fire, and the Zar puts it on the fire, is the Zar Chayav Misa or not? So there's a whole discussion of Olo Lo Yerdu. Is that like real regular hakrava? It's just like lechatchila better not to, or is it no? Olo Lo Yerdu is a psul gomer. It's just the special din that is based on the Kaddish things. So it could be, even though the lumps in this is a little vague, it could be what are they arguing about? If you want to know what's the nakudas hamachlokes alfi lumdus, you know it's a little vague, but it could be one possibility. There's always right. Rav Lechatchila will tell you. There's always two ways to analyze something. Whenever you're analyzing whether Em Olo Lo Yerdu makes Me'ila Min HaTorah or not, it could be arguing about Em Olo Lo Yerdu, or arguing about the Lumdus of Me'ila, right? So it could be they're arguing about Em Olo Lo Yerdu. The stand Peshat Nehemar is assuming that it's really Kadosh LeHakrava. Just, it's not LeChatchila. Well, the Rambam would be assuming, no, if Olo Yerdu is mamish, really puzzle. Just the Mizbeach, you know, can claim it. Yeah, the Mizbeach can claim it, but it's really puzzle. Well, the stand-up shot is saying, no, it's really kosher, it's just not l'chachiva. It's really kosher, like Rambam, it's just not l'chachiva. Better not l'chachiva. And again, you may or may not affect the question of Im Olo Lo Yerdu. Do you give it all the regular Dine Avoda or not? Is there Zar Chayav Misa for it? Is there a Chi of Melach for it? Etc. It seems to me that in mostly in Shas we do give it normal Dine Avoda, which would be support the Pshat or against the Rambam. Like, for example, anything which is Im Olo Lo Yerdu, if I then take it and put it on the Mizbeach Michutz, I'm Chayav Karis. Is it a Roy Lefnim? Okay. Or the second possibility is they could be arguing about Ela. They both agree that Dinam of Olo Lo Yerdu. They both agree that Olo Lo Yerdu means that, you know, there's really Kedusha to this. There's really Kedusha to this. What are they arguing about? Maybe they're arguing about the nature of Me'ila with the, and this is of course something that we will get back to the Neder. The standard understanding of our Sugya and most Mefarshim would say that that Me'ila just add the first you say the Rambam really agrees with our Gemara to the side, would say that Me'ila means taking something kadosh. Taking something kadosh. If something is kadosh and you take it, that's Me'ila. Right, which is more the traditional understanding of Me'ila. Within this, the famous Chakira, is it because you're Gozel, the Mammon of Kodesh, or because you're Nene from a Chetza of Kodesh? But either way, well, the Rambam maybe would say no. Me'ila means there's a Gemara that says Ein Me'ila Ela Shinoi. Right? We discussed this with Bert and Shriver. Right? What does it mean Ein Me'ila Ela Shinoi? It's a strange Gemara. It's a bit of a focus what it means. Some people say it means one specific thing we won't get into now. Where is a drasha Ein Me'ila Ela Shinoi? How do we know? Because by Sota it also says that Mala Malbi Shavan, she commits adultery. And that's a Shinoi. And by Abu Dazar it says by Yima'alu Ba'alu Ke'abu Seyen Ba'yilcha Chorea Ba'alim. And that is a Shinoi. It's Leibin Nusafet Af Yuchas Me'ila. So Me'ila is a Shinoi. What does it mean Me'ila is a Shinoi? Maybe it means that the problem with Me'ila is not that you're being Nene from Kodesh. Problem with Me'ila is not that you're stealing from Hashem. Problem with Me'ila is that Shinoi, is that, what's the problem with the Sota? Problem with the Sota isn't really so much that she, the problem with the Sota isn't so much that she happens to technically be an Arayus on this other guy. It's that she's supposed to be for her husband. Right? That's what Timol Mal Ba'isha. She's supposed to be for her husband, and instead she's going to someone else. That's Ba'imal Ba'lokevasim Ba'yelcha Chareva Olam. We're supposed to be wedded to Hashem. And instead it's some sort of betrayal of the relationship here. Right? So it could be that Me'ila means Shinoi, which means derailing what's supposed to be for Hashem and like the Sota, say it a little better, basically she's letting this guy take the place of her husband. And like Am Yisrael, they're putting the Avodah Zarah in the place of Hashem, and Me'ila is basically putting yourself in the place of Hashem. It's supposed to be, you're supposed to be using this road as Hashem. Instead, you use this to satisfy yourself, to be Mahana yourself. So it could be, if you understand the Me'ila, it's not a matter of just a Chefter Shal Kodesh. Me'ila is not defined by the Chefter Shal Kodesh. Avad it's a Chefter Shal Kodesh. Pashut it's a Chefter Shal Kodesh. Right? It's obviously a Chefter Shal Kodesh. Point is that Me'ila might be taking advantage of a Chefter Shal Kodesh, in which case the Pshatling ought to be correct. Or Me'ila might be no. You're supposed to be doing something for Hashem, and instead you do it for yourself. You're supposed to be using this for Hashem, instead you use it for yourself. And it's putting yourself in place of Hashem. And therefore, that might be, hold on, that's if you're supposed to do something for Hashem. But over here, lechatchila, you're not supposed to do anything, right? You're not actually supposed to be open Hashem with this. B'di'evet, it's kadosh, and you wouldn't take it down. But you're not supposed to be using this for Hashem. You're supposed to be throwing it in the garbage. Or more technically, you're supposed to be burning it. Right? But, so if Me'ila, you take this idea of Shinoi as, meaning, it's not so much what you did, you enjoyed Kodesh, as what you didn't do, instead of using it for Hashem, use it for yourself, then you could say, all psulim have no Me'ila min HaTorah, all psulim, no Me'ila min HaTorah, because you weren't supposed to use them for Hashem. I know they have residual Kedusha. They have some residual Kedusha. Therefore, if you put them on the Mizbeach, Mizbeach, but you're not supposed to use them for Hashem. If you're not supposed to use them for Hashem, then it's not Me'ila to use it for yourself. I'm not saying it's nice. It's Me'ila Darabanan, right? And maybe it's even some lower level Isur Daraisa. It's certainly not a wonderful thing. It's not the biggest way of respecting the Mikdash, but it's not Me'ila because Me'ila means instead of Hashem, you're taking it for yourself, and here Hashem doesn't want it. Maybe you have it, but Hashem doesn't want it. So it could be that if you look at Me'ila as
how you treat the Chefetz of Kedusha, then you would say, like our Gemara, what do you mean? It's the Chefetz of Kedusha. It's Pshul HaKodesh. It's Amal Lo Yerdu. It's Roy Lepnim. It's Enim Tam Gadim Beis Ablia. It's Kol Shep Pshul HaKodesh. Pshul HaKodesh. Still Kodesh. But if you say Mi'ila means I should be serving Hashem instead of serving myself, then over here Hashem doesn't want to be served with this. Hashem doesn't want this. So Hashem doesn't want it, then maybe it's not Mi'ila. After that's what you could say. Or you could say no. Machlokas is whether it really is a Chetz of Kedusha, like Pashup Shach, that's a Pashup Shach. Rambam says it's really not a Chetz of Kedusha. It just means that technically it has Kanep Sol A and not Kanep Sol B, and therefore if you put it on his back would claim it. But it's not really Kaddish, which I admit is a little difficult. But he would say Psul HaKodesh doesn't mean it is Kodesh. Psul HaKodesh just means that it's Psul Sog A, not Psul Sog B. But it's really not Kodesh. Those are perhaps two ways of analyzing the machlokes between the Rambam and Pshat in our Gemara, and maybe we will have a chance to be ma'ayin in some of these factors a little later. What I didn't get to today is the Daf Makoros number 3, where I wanted to, I just had some brief Makoros about the nature of Kachu Shemetsu, Yasmin Nehmi Ila, is there an Issa Doraisa or not, and the very fascinating Diyuk in the Rambam in the very beginning of this halacha, of the difference between Kachu Mizbeach and Kachu Berik HaBayis. From what I heard from some people, you didn't finish, or some maybe didn't even start the third page of the Makoros anyway. So what I'm going to do, what I'd like to do next time then is, you know what? Next time I am not going to start with Amar Gidl Marav Zrikas Pigol. We'll leave that for next Wednesday. On Sunday, maybe what I'll do is I want to discuss some of the. I promised that we'd stick in some sort of basic Me'ila and Kedusha Lundus here and there in between all the Durums and all the Luyerdus. And basically, so far, we had Me'ila as a litmus test for everything else in the world and only a little Me'ila as a discussion of Me'ila, which you just barely touched on. What I want to do is I will add to Makoros Sheet 3 to keep everyone busy until Sunday, not to worry, and whatever you get to. I want to add to Makoros Sheet 3, and we'll go through maybe the standard Yeshiva Sharade and all the standard Makoros and Afkaminas about the nature of Hekdesh and how that affects the nature of Me'ila, and sort of the excuse will be the Rama about Kachim Shemesu, which is on Makor Sheet 3, but we'll go off the page a little, and we'll just have some off-the-page lumdus about the nature of Kedusha and the nature of Me'ila. And who was it? Yoshua, I think. He's not here, he's taking the final. Insists that I mention the famous Nesivas Nesivas Chav Ches, so I'll mention the famous Nesivas Nesivas Chav Ches. And then, after that, you know, for the next Wednesday shiur, we'll actually start in the Gimel Beis with Zrikas Pickle.